Michigan restaurants have been closed to indoor dining for over 2 months now as part of a state-imposed pause to lower the number of COVID-19 cases in Michigan. This is Lisa Berry, and now they can reopen with restrictions on February 1st. And we're checking in with the owner of Knight's Steakhouses in Ann Arbor and Jackson, and also the Knight's Meat Market, Don Knight. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
What's your reaction to the governor's news that you can reopen with restrictions?
Well, we're glad we got a little notice. We were hoping for 50%, but we understand. You know, there's a new strain out there, and everybody's still worried. So we're just happy to be open again.
Yeah, so it'll be 25%. You'll be allowed to have
25%.
Yeah, capacity. Yep. Tables must be 6 feet apart, with no more than six people per table. And outdoor. I know you have a patio out back. Have you been serving, or will you be serving outdoors?
Oh yeah, Yes, we've been serving all along outdoors. It's been very popular. You know, we have two full sides up, so everybody, you know, it's legal.
Right.
And everybody feels safe. We have like 13 heaters inside there, so it's been cozy.
And then you'll have to close by 10 p.m. and get contact tracing information. How do you feel about that?
Yep. Yeah, the contact tracing is not too hard because we have a reservation system. So we have most people's phone numbers, you know, already. So it's not that big a deal. And if the customer doesn't feel like giving the information, they don't have to with this new order.
I don't think I've ever been into Knight's when there hasn't been a crowd and great energy and lots of people around. How has it been for you during this pandemic to be so quiet inside your steakhouses?
Oh, I tell you, it is bizarre, really. You walk in there at 6 o'clock at night, for example, and well, for right now, for example, at night, our carryouts are so popular that we use the whole bar for our carryout service. So you'll see, you know, bags lined up around the bar, and it's just so different. We're ready to get customers back in. it's not as much fun. Let's put it that way.
Have you been able to maintain staffing?
Yeah, we had to cut over 90 people, you know, throughout the three restaurants, unfortunately. We were not able to stay open downtown just because it's just so desolate down there. So there's just no room for a tent right now that's worth dealing with. So we decided to close that down temporarily. And we're looking forward to opening up on the 1st down there.
So you will be opening all of your locations on February 1st?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yep. And we're just had meetings today already about, table spacing and how are we going to limit it to 25%? So it's a work in progress.
Since you're a steakhouse, I'm wondering, how do you keep up with supply and demand at a time like this?
Well, you know, we're lucky. We own our own meat market, so we get deliveries every day of our proteins. So that makes it a lot easier on us. Obviously, it's way tougher now just because you don't know. I've run down to the market, you know, at 7 o'clock at night several times just to get product because the carryouts just go crazy and we're almost out of steaks, you know, so I run down and luckily we have some in stock down there cut and ready to go. So
it sounds like your takeout orders have sustained you through all this.
Absolutely. At the Dexter Road location and Jackson, Michigan location, for sure.
Do you expect to have a full menu at all your locations when you reopen February 1st?
So pretty much. We've adjusted a little bit. We've had to take, you know, a few things off, but it's going to be pretty much a full menu.
And what about vaccinations? Are you going to have a policy about that for our employees, or are you just like the rest of us kind of waiting to whenever you can get a chance?
Yeah, we're just waiting. We don't know. Obviously, the healthcare workers and the first responders get first dibs, so, and the elderly. So I don't know much about that right now.
Have you added any other safety precautions at Knight's during this almost year now of the pandemic?
Oh, boy. You know, the sanitation is different because we basically have a two-step process at the tables. It's a dioxide chemical that kills the virus, but it's not food safe, so you have to come back and wipe it down with a food safe chemical. But they are coming out with a product, I think they have already, for Ecolab that we're going to start using. It's a one-step process, so that would be helpful. And we're adding a system to our ventilation at all locations, and it's supposed to be 99.9% effective for the virus. So we're excited about that. It's a relatively new technology. They came out with it when the SARS epidemic happened.
What do you most look forward to when this is all over?
Oh, seeing my customers every day inside the restaurant and, you know, conversations. I get a little bit of that with the tent, but it's just not the same. So that's what I most look forward to, and getting all my employees back to work.
Well, just about a week to go. Don Knight, owner of Knight Steakhouses in Ann Arbor and Jackson, thanks so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
No, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.